W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The largest medical facility in Gaza, the El Shifa Hospital, now at the center of Israel's ground war against Hamas.
The Hamas-run health ministry claims dozens of soldiers were inside the emergency department as Israeli forces searched the hospital's basement. U.S. officials say there's evidence that Hamas has been using tunnels beneath hospitals to hide weapons and hostages. A senior U.S. official calls the tunnels multi-layered and extensive.
ABC's Justin Finch. Capitol Hill infighting. Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullins threatening to fight with Teamsters President Sean O'Brien during a hearing on Tuesday. Also, Congressman Tim Burchett accuses fellow Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy of elbowing him in the kidneys, all that overshadowing the House passage of Speaker Mike Johnson's short-term stopgap bill to avert a government shutdown. This is ABC News. Investigators in L.A. now say the fire that's badly damaged part of a key highway was set on purpose. No suspects yet, and after gridlock over the last couple of days, Mayor Karen Bass is asking anyone who can to stay home.
It will be weeks during the holiday season, and I am hoping that those individuals that can work from home will stay home. Those individuals that have to come into town will ride Metro.
Repair work is expected anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks. Under arrest in Las Vegas, several high school students, all facing charges in the beating death of a 17-year-old classmate earlier this month. Las Vegas Undersheriff Andy Walsh says videos of the attack near the Rancho High School helped him identify most of the suspects.
We have 8 suspects in custody for the murder of Jonathan Lewis, and those 8 suspects will be charged with the crime of murder.
They're still trying to ID 2 more people. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks take on the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors. Tip-off time at 6:30. Milwaukee without forward Jay Crowder the next 8 weeks. He underwent surgery yesterday for a groin injury. The Badgers men's basketball team losing on the road to Providence, 72-59. They're home Friday night at the Kohl Center against Robert Morris. NFL, the Packers back at practice. They host the Chargers Sunday at noon. College football, the Badgers take on Nebraska Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-5 Luke Fickell making reference to a blockbuster movie from the 90s.
For our guys in particular, is how do we move forward and how do we move on? And can you, we don't have the old Men in Black little thing that we kind of zap and everybody could forget about it and continue to move forward. So it's a real challenge for your mind and the things that that you allow to creep in, because that ultimately will continue to hold us back.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 61 today under sunny skies. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 39. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning. Starting to feel like Christmas around here.
Around here, because
yeah, walked we're outside
so,
the.
But we were because we're so festive, and yeah. the lights they looked turned
beautiful.
Them on. I thought they were turning them
on tonight.
One of
the bridges
tonight.
Is out though.
See, they got to get you in charge.
I know.
Of that. Yeah,
they gotta have me on like call, like on speed dial. Mino, the lights aren't working. What do we do?
I don't think that would happen.
I'd be like, well, check the breaker. Check the power surge of the conduit. Right. You know?
Oh, sure. You know all that.
Yeah.
But they, tonight, on the city deck, which is obviously right outside our door, Frank Hermes is going to be, and him and his wife, I think, are singing. But I thought they were turning the lights on tonight, but they must have turned them on last night.
Well, they were working on it last night. I mean, it was late last night. They were still working on it. Oh, yeah. That was literally right outside my window. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah. It looks good.
It looks really nice. Yeah. You know, are you a all different colored Christmas guy?
No, I like white lights.
Okay, me too. I like what they've got here is white and blue. Like I've got, you've never been to my apartment.
No, I haven't been invited.
You never will be. But anyway, I've got this cool tree. Not a Christmas tree. It's a tree made out of grape branches. Grapevines.
Yeah. Yep.
You've seen those.
Yep, I have.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got blue, white, and green lights on it, which look pretty cool.
Seahawks.
Yeah, pretty much Seahawks colors, nice. Even though I hate the Seahawks. But the only...
Why would you look at that every day? Does it remind you of the Seahawks?
I don't know. But anyway, what it... Here's the deal.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to find, though, there was, like, when I was a kid, you know, everybody had the same kind of lights, pretty much. You know, green and red and blue and whatever.
Right. Okay?
But then, somewhere along the line, they kind of changed the colors over the years. And I'm trying to find kind of throwback Christmas tree lights where the green was a little bit of a different tint.
Yep, I hear you.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. The lights, and I don't know why they changed them,
yeah.
But they did. They're the different hue.
Yes.
That is true.
Thank you, because people have argued with me on that.
This one you're right on.
And when I do find those, when you see those once in a while, it's like, oh my gosh, now that harkens back.
Right.
To our tree in Nagani in 1966.
I thought you would have had candles on your tree.
All right, whatever.
But, yeah.
So, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You agree, though, right?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I just want to, because I think you're going to come over to my house for Christmas. I have a number of trees. I just want to say that one of my trees has colored.
Wait. You're that guy that has a number of Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Hold that number up for Todd, because I want to make sure I got this right. Todd, what number is he showing?
I believe if my math is correct, that would be seven
That's
trees.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah. That's what I thought.
We do.
Seven Christmas trees.
Yeah. And some are white.
All live?
No. No. Donna just decorated one, and it's hydrangeas.
I saw a picture of that.
Yeah.
Of the tree.
That the hydrangea.
What is that? What,
Hydrangeas are flowers, right?
But the tree is a white, like artificial tree, but then she raises hydrangeas and then she spray paints them and
oh wow, she's crafty.
What do they put on? It's not silicone, but like whatever to preserve it, and then she puts those in the tree.
Wow.
And then we do we have them in kids' rooms.
Seven trees. Yeah. That's okay.
By the way, back to, so you asked about lights. But I outside I have around the fence, I have the bigger, like the old fashioned lights that we,
the bubble lights
that we should, put on the gable.
We had those when I was a kid.
Yeah. And then on the bushes, I just have white lights. So anyway, yeah, I like lights. I mean, it's not too much. It's not, you know.
Is Todd invited?
Yeah, we're having that, and I've already.
I was gonna say, Todd, turn off your headphone for a second.
I've already booked the entertainment.
Okay.
So, No, not Frank's not coming.
No, me.
Not,
me.
No, not you.
That was me. Can I do one song?
No, we Southwest Chamber Choir is coming over.
Can I do one song?
They are really, really good. So,
what's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, okay.
Just hands down. Carol of the Bells is another good song I like, but. Yeah.
I like, what is it, Christmas in the City? No, what is it? Silver Bells. Okay. I like that one. What?
No, that's good. Christmas in the City. Yeah.
Do you want to know something? You want to know how mean my nuns were when I was growing up?
Yes. Well, I don't know, because we're kind of the same age and kind of had the same culture of nuns.
They thought I was such a terrible singer. This is no lie. Mm. I got a D in music. My mom... Even went there. Poor Josephine. She went there and talked with the nun, Sister Agnes, I think it was. Yeah. Said, he sings like a frog.
Yeah.
And gave me a D. Yeah. So for the Christmas pageant.
Well, John, we can't fault Sister Agnes.
My voice hadn't changed yet, Jim. You ever think about that? So anyway, if I could continue. Okay. Here it is, the Christmas pageant.
Right.
All the kids dressed up nice for the Christmas pageant. All the parents there for the nice Christmas pageant.
Right.
The curtains open.
Yep.
You know why the curtains open?
Because
they wouldn't let me sing in the Christmas pageant, and I was the curtain guy.
Oh, nice. So the sister wanted to take care of little Johnny, just didn't want you.
Yeah. But here, everybody, all the other parents.
The show.
All the other parents are sitting there looking at their kids all dressed up so nice.
Out,
and there I am backstage pulling the ropes.
And did you realize how important of a job you had? That show wouldn't have happened without you.
That's what they tried to tell me.
We know how to manage you tone deaf kids.
I'm sure that worked.
We're black, and you can move the chair. And
that's the honest to God truth. Isn't
that chair wasn't moved.
And well, I know when you think about it, your whole life is that. You're the supporting yes. part of everybody yes. else's life.
Thank
right?
you, Todd. Yep. Thank you. By the way, do you see the birthdays today?
No.
C.W. McCall.
Jeez, Todd.
I'll bring one nine. This here's the rubber duck. You got a cop for me, Pigpen, come on. Oh, yeah, 10-4 Pigpen, for sure.
I'm with Sister Agnes. That is not singing. That is not singing. That's just...
So, yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Pigpen. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
So I loaded up. I've got 10 different trucker songs for this morning.
Oh, you're the greatest. Can I play the next stanza? Can we do the next stanza, Todd?
Oh, well, now I'm too far into it. I can't find it again.
Well, this guy just died?
Was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We's hunting for bear and I 1-0, but I'm out of shaking hound. I says, Pigpen, this here's the rubber duck. I'm about to put the hammer down.
Oh,
now, how is that not great singing?
Gosh,
Jim, turn his mic off.
I mean, with the Christmas lights and that song together, I'm in the holiday spirit.
We're in the holiday spirit.
Yes. It's a holiday
miracle. Feel Christmas right now.
I'm with
Christmas, America. Also, today is the National Philanthropy Day.
Nice.
That means, like, doing nice things for people, right?
Well, it's more than that. It's giving.
Todd,
well,
you can't put these things out there without explaining them to us.
Yeah, like the guy said, Johnny and I were at an event yesterday, and 150 retired men's
132
club.
Men there.
132.
Okay. Nice guys. Had a great time.
Super nice guys. And this will underscore my answer. What do you guys do for show prep?
Somebody asked that. We put a couple of hours beforehand. We get together and talk to you. Thank you.
And John, he kind of gets there and makes it happen. But
National Recycling Day.
But let's go. I don't want to lose Philanthropy Day.
Okay.
Even in class, we talk about philanthropy, and it's, you know, once profits, you know, profit you have to make in your company, but once you do, you need to consider philanthropy in your community.
I agree. Totally agree.
So national philanthropy, I wonder what we do for that. Do we just thank?
What are we doing, Todd?
I mean, how should we think? Like,
well, in the room, who's got the most money between the three of us?
And then serious?
Let's go ahead and
let's you and I combine as one.
All right.
Yeah.
He would that, still win.
I think that's great. They have their own day. I didn't know that. Yeah. A lot of these people are quiet, but some of them aren't.
But okay, here's the. It's also anyway. National Recycling Day.
Oh, good.
You know what bothers me? I throw away so much money by getting rid of my soda bottles. I drink too much diet soda. I'll admit that. Yeah. But I because what I was doing for years, I was saving them. I had garbage cans and bags in my garage full of soda bottles that I kept meaning to bring up to Menominee, Michigan, because Michigan has a 10-cent deposit. Why don't we have that in Wisconsin?
Because it may cost us 11 cents to do it.
Well, Michigan's doing it fine.
Yeah. Well, you guys offset it with your weed sales.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't.
I don't. You're right. I thought it was a
nickel.
You
talk an awful lot about pot, Panama Red. Just saying. I think there's a little something below the surface there. Todd, you notice that? Yeah.
Well, remember we got the text yesterday. Puff, puff, pass it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talked about...
You're a pothead fucker?
Last night, we...
What movie?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Was it Meet the Fockers?
Absolutely. Thank you.
We, in our business law class last night, there was one of our students who was online is talking about this whole Menominee Marinette. And you closed. This is what's happening.
The marijuana shops, you mean?
But
cannabis shops?
That bridge that connects you to is right. Only 35 miles an hour speed limit.
Yes.
And they're being accused of pulling people over for speeding and then busting them for bringing in
weed. I did not know this.
This is a student, right?
Okay.
I just want to say this.
I hadn't heard this at all.
And you guys, they increased their canine unit.
Really? Try to keep people from bringing this stuff back to Wisconsin?
Or busting them and making money for the community.
So who's doing? Is it the Menominee cops or the Marinette cops?
I don't even know which.
All right. Is anybody from Menominee or Marinette listening? We need to know more about this.
But I think. At the end of the day, they were advocating for...
Maybe I could be one of those mules, you know?
Announce that on the air, John.
Good, John Mino. John, you've been doing a lot of shuttling back and forth, you know? Oh, no, I'm just going up there to see my mom. Your mom's not around anymore,
she
John.
Died in 2002, right? I did not know. I'd like to hear about this.
Yes, that, again, just...
All right, anybody from Marinette or Menominee, please text us. Let us know if this is true.
Just got a text. It says Marinette is doing it.
Marinette is doing it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's from Pat.
So I'm sure they're only nabbing Wisconsin plates.
Likely,
you
right?
Think, you yeah. know, that they're going up to the thing and coming back. And wow. So, interesting.
Anyway, yeah.
Is that still a crime, though, in Wisconsin?
To have?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. So we talked about that a little bit last night. I don't know enough about this, but I think if you have a lot,
yeah,
they don't think you're going to personally consume it. And
okay.
If you have an intent to distribute.
Your dealer type thing?
Then you can get in a lot of trouble for that.
Wow.
And then we looked at Canadian laws versus ours and Illinois laws
heading
versus ours.
And Eastern Seaboard. I got a diesel wound up. She's running like never before. No.
This is Dave Dudley.
Who used to work at WGE in Green Bay.
Why are we playing his music?
Because it's Trucker Day.
Oh. Okay, I've
heard
this song.
It's on the road, and I'm going to make it home tonight.
Hey, John, you get. You
I think
sing.
I am. I can I'm... hear it. I hear it in my headset,
God
Jim.
God bless Sister Agnes. Okay, we'll be right back.
Pills in my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine.
I've been a passing everything inside. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund
and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Back, Modern Man here, Dave Dudley, getting it started here on a Wednesday morning. How are you doing?
National Truckers Day.
Yes.
So, and really, we have that day for a reason. And
it's not National Truckers Day.
It is to us.
What is it?
We're declaring.
No, it's C.W. McCall's birthday. So
okay. Oh,
in order
so Johnny changed
that,
the date. Okay, I didn't have my glasses on. Okay, okay. John, did he say you said
no.
It was national? Yes, you
no.
did.
No, he didn't. No, I said that because of that, I loaded up some trucker songs for today's show.
Yeah, I heard Trucker's Day somewhere. In
you
this,
know what?
Somewhere.
It should always
it's
be
only 6:20.
Have you ever thought how cool it would be if you could come back and live your life over? Like it's like okay, you know, finish that life. Let's start over again. What would you do? I'd be a trucker.
Oh, first of all,
or a welder or a carpenter.
John, why don't you do that now?
I'm 100 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
What would you do, Todd? What would you do?
Man, I don't know.
I could see you being a band manager.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I could see you being that. Do you remember the movie Almost Famous?
Yeah.
You could be like Jimmy Kimmel. It was the guy that does the late night talk show.
Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
He played the manager. Remember he took over?
Yeah.
I could see you being exactly like that. Couldn't you?
That's a lot of stress.
Well, you could handle it. I mean, you got stress here.
I know.
Dealing with him.
Yep.
I know.
What would you do if
and
you
it's
could go
trucker
back?
Day.
You could start over again. You're 22 years old. What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't. I don't know if I'd do anything different. I don't know. I don't know. I have to think about it.
But I'd be one of those three things. Yes.
A welder? John, usually, okay.
Oh, another great trucker song by Commander Cody. I took three bennies and my semi-truck won't start. Well, that's what the little white pills were. They were amphetamines to keep the guys awake. Yeah. Commander Cody, remember his famous song?
No.
Son, don't you know you're going to drive any drinking if you don't stop driving that
hot
rod?
Oh, that's a good song.
Lincoln.
That's a good song. That's something you could sing because that's not really singing. It's just talking over music.
No, it's singing. Okay.
Again.
Well, I guess Chris Christopherson doesn't sing then.
Well, do you, the reason she had you pull up the curtain, she was for good reason. And then the other thing that somebody like you that sings off key, you bring the choir down, and that really stands out. You think with these 30 voices on stage, your voice stands out more than the other ones because it's off key.
Okay, can I tell you another thing? I'll tell you another one.
God bless Sister Agnes.
Sister Mary Joyce, one other one. This was illegal. She said we all had to go to 10 o'clock mass every Sunday, okay, because we were going to be in the choir.
Yeah.
And she said, if you miss two, okay, you're suspended from school, okay? You know what? I missed two. She didn't say a word. And then I just stopped going, and she let it be. Yeah. So once my voice changed, then I became a good singer. And, you know, it's been onward and upward ever since.
Man, we got to move on.
Even I have to laugh at that.
So how you doing, John? You live that life over? Maybe you should have been if you like to sing, even though you can't. But, you know, there's things that I probably like to do that I'm not. Anyway, I'm just.
Maybe, for anybody out there, any texters out there, what do you regret not doing as a job that if you could go back in time, you would do? Want to be a trucker or a welder or a carpenter?
I think what you're. Boy, I don't
you?
Know. No, I'm not there. No, I would never do that stuff. I'm not handy at that. I'm not good at it. But I guess if I had my life to live over, I could learn how to do it. I think what I would do is I would give up some of the stuff that I have, you know, just living here and a great family and all that. And I would go out to New York and make a boatload of money like Bloomberg, like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay,
And then I'd come back to Green Bay and be a philanthropist.
Well, I mean, how much more of a show off could you be? Having 8 Christmas trees?
I mean, that's right, not,
I mean, come on. You got seven bleeping Christmas trees in your house.
I do.
Oh, my gosh. Do you decorate Milton? You put little lights on him or anything?
No, we're talking about Christmas. Kind of, cause he's,
you and Milton?
He's, yeah.
Okay.
Because he's only 18 months old, so it's 6 months. He's only
18 months old?
Yeah.
That's a big dog for 18 months old. Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, got him when he was like 8 pounds. So
wow.
Yeah. No, he got up like super early this morning, like 3:30. I'm like, dude.
He's only 18 months. He's what, 75 pounds?
72.
We got to start putting him on a little something. Oh, here's a good one. Move to North Carolina, joining a race team.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
When I had the app, that would be phenomenal.
That's cool.
I always thought about that, how much I'd love to be like a pit crew guy. But I'd be the guy that like would forget a lug nut, something. You know what I mean? I'd do something wrong. I just know I would.
I'm glad you were up front with that, and Todd and I didn't have to point that out.
I think I'd be a good cop.
Would you?
I think so, like an investigator. I'd like to be an investigator.
I could see you doing that.
Yes, thank you. I would love to do that.
I also think the welder carpenter would be great for you because it's manual labor.
Yeah.
But there's almost an art to both of those
Absolutely.
Things, right?
Yes.
And so you're artistic.
There you go.
So.
And a little bit of a disconnect in that you is much fun as you're to be around. I think you kind of like working alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Put that mask on. Try to not set my groinal region on fire.
Right.
Get those sparks. That would be the trick.
That was not a good day. If I was doing that every day, setting my groinal region on fire by welding, it would not be a good career. I'm just being honest. That was one of the biggest shocks of my life when I looked down and saw what was happening.
But we're talking about.
I still got scars.
But we're talking about if you could do it over again. But there's, you can still do it now.
I mean,
have you? Read
I
tried.
Well, I want to get into that NWT. Pull some strings for me. Let me get into the NWTC welding program.
I can do that.
All right.
I don't know that I can.
I'm gonna go up to
that.
Marinette. I'm gonna work on those Navy ships.
So, it's never too late. You know, they have that. The book Halftime, you know, it's
like if you didn't know how old you were, how old would you think you were?
Oh, yeah, 31.
How old would you think I was?
The way you act and
65.
<everything? laughs> No. I always ask older people, like, what age do you feel like? And our bodies get older. I mean, I still have the vision, the enthusiasm, I guess your values really never change. But, yeah, I always tell people 31, I started my own business, and I just felt, you know, bulletproof, and I still feel like that today.
Right.
So, I want to get back to. I don't want people to like. Oh, I wish I would have. I think it's never too late to do something, especially in this country. And you can go like, you want to teach welding at NWTC. We should start working on that.
I don't want to teach it. I want to learn it.
I thought you were kind of a welder.
No, I told you I set my crotch on fire.
Well, that's
how good of a welder is that?
Start. Okay.
All right. I mean, on flames. It was in flames.
Get you in the beginner program there. Okay. Anyway, it's never too late, especially to go to NWTC, which is just, we are so lucky to have them.
Absolutely.
And
no question.
We have students that are returning students. We have some young students that are just getting out of college. And we have some people that they're not sure what they want to do. I talked to a kid yesterday that, after class, and I'm like, what do you want to do? And he just really wants to work in sports medicine. I said, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
And there's a lot of opportunities. Now he's got
there's never been more opportunities for that.
Right.
And it continues to grow. We talk to Mark Houston about that all the time. And they love getting young people really involved
right.
with that because they're still so close to the age of the athletes.
Right.
They love that.
Yeah. We are going to get the president of NWTC on our show just to talk
Great.
About the opportunities for people, old people like you or young people like me. There's just a lot of opportunities there.
I'm just going to let that go.
I was out on the West Coast.
Oh, my gosh. Red Sovine. Oh, teddy bear.
I was down on no, the actually not.
Oh, no, this Giddy Up Go? No, Phantom 409.
Yep.
Oh.
So I started thumbing back east toward my hometown.
Phantom 409.
Made a lot of miles the first
Have
2 days.
Have a cup with Joe.
And I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way.
Red Silva, an American hero.
And Jim walks out of the studio.
He walks right out. Unbelievable. This does not appreciate good music. Let it play, Todd. Might on the Bear! We'll be right back with a special guest.
Freezing, done caught a chill when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers.
The largest medical facility in Gaza, the Al-Shifa Hospital, now at the center of Israel's ground war against Hamas.
The Hamas-run health ministry claims dozens of soldiers were inside the emergency department as Israeli forces searched the hospital's basement. U.S. officials say there's evidence that Hamas has been using tunnels beneath hospitals to hide weapons and hostages. A senior U.S. official calls the tunnels multi-layered and extensive.
ABC's Justin Finch. Capitol Hill infighting. Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullins threatening to fight with Teamsters President Sean O'Brien during a hearing on Tuesday. Also, Congressman Tim Burchett accuses fellow Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy of elbowing him in the kidneys, all that overshadowing the House passage of Speaker Mike Johnson's short-term stopgap bill to avert a government shutdown. This is ABC News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of Republican voting rules are one step closer to becoming constitutional amendments. One of the proposed amendments, passed by the state Senate Tuesday, would require voters to show a photo ID issued by the state of Wisconsin. Another would require voters in Wisconsin to be U.S. citizens. A third would ban local governments and elections officials from using private donations to pay for their work. Wisconsin schools are doing better, according to the latest accountability report cards from the State Department of Public Instruction. 378 public school districts were evaluated, and 94% of them met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. DPI says achievement improved from last year to this year, though for many schools and districts, this year's performance is lower than before the pandemic. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents 11/30/2023.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 61 today, under sunny skies, westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 39. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family-owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Man, our guest is singing.
Hey, Molly.
Good morning.
Hey, Molly.
Good morning.
The hot rod race with the Fords and the Leggers was setting the pace. That story is true. I'm here to
Molly
say.
Molly won't play too long, but
I like this song.
Love it. 1973. It's really souped up. That Model A body
makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive. Just won't stall.
Was this guy a one-hit wonder?
Kind of. Exhaust. Yeah. All right. Commander Cody. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Hey, welcome back. You know, we can't control inflation and skyrocketing prices, but there's something that can be done at home. Dramatically, I mean dramatically, help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors can have them installed in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest, no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Save some money.
It's the time of the year. You got to look at that because I think they're 5 weeks to get everything going there. And we talked yesterday. We had that, or it was 2 days ago. We had the
although I will say 46 degrees out there right now.
True.
Which is nice.
Good time to install windows, right?
Yes, absolutely.
When we had the guy from the Sustainable Task
Force.
And he was talking about the best cost savings to save energy cost is windows and doors.
Windows and doors.
Give Pella a call. They do great work. And
also,
great
we got
service.
This text in. Their goal, if they could go back in life, would be to be a steel guitar player in the Marshall Tucker Band. Love Marshall Tucker, don't you?
Yeah, that'd be... Okay, that's a good one.
What's your favorite Marshall Tucker song? Heard it in a love song.
Ooh, that's a great one.
I'm gonna be leaving at the break of dawn. Wish you could come, but don't need a woman tagging along.
All right, well, welcome. We have a guest in
that was a good Marshall Tucker.
Yeah, that's whatever. Did you recognize that, Molly?
Oh, yeah.
When he sings, I never do. But then when Todd plays it, it's like, oh, yeah, I know that
song.
You know what's
so bizarre? Todd, you got to back me up with this.
Sister
Agnes. How many times when he says, hey, who do you have? And I mention somebody, goes, oh, okay, I don't know. And then they walk in, it's like, hey, haven't seen you since, you know, so-and-so. How you been? He knows everybody that walks through the door.
Absolutely.
Him and Molly here. Yep. He didn't know what we were doing. And it's like, they're old friends. Their kids dated or something. It's like bizarre.
But
Molly, what runs the Mill Arts Center in Denmark. We're going to talk a bunch about that. Go ahead, Jim.
You know, and Molly, we have a lot of different guests, and we lean into the community a little bit and talk about things. But the arts is something that just needs to be elevated because there's a ton of talent.
And we're
going
to try
community.
To do that. That's one of the things that we actually made a conscious effort.
Right.
We want to really recognize, like when we spoke at the Retired Men's Club yesterday, we want this to be a 100% community-driven show. And we feel like the arts is a little bit underrated in some ways around here.
We have some great athletes and great sports, and you know, I know your kids were, our kids were, but there's just this whole art thing, and you're making an effort to display more local artists. So tell us about kind of what's going on at Mill Center,
and tell us about Mill Center because I did a TV story on them about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
maybe?
You're saying
when
that
you're first starting.
Yep.
So tell, okay, I've just I told these guys this story, and universally, whenever I tell people the story, their reaction is, ah!
Oh,
when you guys open the door, and because you guys want to have one of the old granaries in Jim, we got guests,
but we want people to go there.
They bought one of the old granaries, and I love old granaries and stuff like that. I just love those kind of buildings.
They have a certain smell,
absolutely, and a certain feel to them.
The energy, right?
There's just something about those kinds of buildings,
right?
So you guys want to start up this beautiful art studio, which you did, and you bought it. And you open the door to look in the basement, and the floor seemed to be moving. Could you describe that?
So, actually, that was my husband, because I was too afraid to go downstairs.
Okay.
So, he asked the employees at the time, because we were looking at the building, to buy it. We live next door. And he said, can I go downstairs, check out the foundation? They said, you go right ahead. So, he opened the basement door, walked downstairs, and he said, aren't you coming down? Oh, no. They weren't coming down. So he went down there, and it was very dark, one light bulb, and he took one step, and the whole floor moved. It was just thousands of rats.
Yeah, that's what I heard that this morning at 5:30. I'm like, don't tell that story, but
we told it. Anyway, they're gone. Yeah.
How did you get rid of all of them?
We eradicated it.
Okay.
Funny.
Actually, so before we bought it, we said, we'll take the building as is, but you have to remove the rats.
Okay.
So they took care of that, and I really don't know the details.
Like,
okay, and you didn't want to know the details?
I don't want to know the details.
Like, and you haven't seen one since?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I think peanut butter. right?
A lot of peanut butter.
You know, Johnny, like, do you see the, remember the movie Ben?
What?
I thought it was the Pied Piper.
What? No. They use peanut
butter. When you go down, they put your little peanut butter, crack peanut butter on crackers? What do you mean, kill them or what?
No, they're attracted to that. That's how they filmed the movie Ben was with peanut butter. They did. Everybody knows that.
And flutes, the Pied Piper.
So
really?
No, ben, I really don't know.
The two of us need look no more.
That's a problem when I bring stuff up.
We both found what we were looking for.
And they were looking for peanut butter.
A friend.
Although we do catch mice with peanut butter.
Really?
Okay. Right. So anyway,
this one time to get rid of some mice. I took a bucket with water and put a stick in, like a dowel, and put something on that. And when they go to run for that, they go right into the water.
Yeah.
I've done that.
And then you watch them drowned?
I don't watch them. They just, you know.
Okay. Let's move on.
Wow. Okay. So anyway, Molly Johnson, Mill Arts Center in Denmark.
And it's clean.
Denmark, a very quick, close drive.
I love Denmark.
It is.
Denmark's that love we've talked Denmark. About Denmark.
I live in Denmark.
That is a cool community.
Yep.
As much as you're growing, you're not changing a lot. And I think that's great management.
Well, I will say this, though. When I was in real estate, I had so many people that wanted to move to Denmark because they either work in Green Bay or they worked in Manitowoc-ish, area. And they're like, hey, this is perfect. You know, a little bedroom community type thing.
Right. So you have the Mill Arts Center. Tell us what's going on there.
So we do for the holiday sale. This is my 8th year. I hope I got that right. But we invite artists from local artisans, especially those who produce items, but they don't want to do markets, fairs, sit outside. I open the doors and I run it for 8 days. So they bring their items in about 2 weeks earlier. So right now, this week, I'm in the process of setting up.
And it's a beautiful setting.
Yeah. It's kind of a boutique style holiday sale. So we have everything from woodworkers to local authors, hand-spun, hand-knit items, paintings, holiday decor, food.
I didn't know you had local authors.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah, right. And actually, hello. I'm going to plug one's my mother.
Oh!
She is publishing her 5th book, and she just turned 85.
Wow, phenomenal. What does she write on?
She is a fictional women's romance writer.
At 85?
Yes.
That's sensational.
Our own Danielle Steele right here in Denmark.
That is sensational.
I know. This one's a little bit of a comedy, she said. So.
Wow.
Yeah. I was at Danielle Steele's house.
You're at Danielle Steele's house.
In San Francisco. Really?
How are you at Danielle Steele's house?
I was with a friend of mine. But anyway.
Molly, how many you're real artsy and stuff like that. How many Christmas trees do you have in your house?
To be honest, I'm not sure. One.
Okay.
But at the mill, I have a whole bunch.
How many do you think Jim has? How many do you think Jim has?
How many?
In his house.
I'm guessing 6 or 7.
7.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Were you at my house for that party?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he asked me.
I'm still waiting for the invite.
I don't think he actually hosts these parties.
I was just going to say, didn't he say he was going to have an orchestra there this year?
Yeah, I bring in, and I've had Notre Dame, I bring in a high school choir to sing, which is my gift to my guests instead of getting them a candle or a book.
Or an art item.
Which, art is selective, though.
Molly, do you think I can sing yes or no?
I think you can. And I had a St. Agnes, too.
You had a St. Agnes?
I mean, not a St. Agnes, yeah.
Wow. Did you go, or is it All Saints? Did you go
to? No, I went to school in a suburb of Chicago.
Oh, where?
So, in LaGrange.
LaGrange, okay, cool. So tell me about when you first started the taking it over, the granary and everything like that. You want it to be for local artists to work there. COVID kind of put a roadblock into that, right? Because that was going really, really good, wasn't it?
Yep. So what we did is, first I started with local classes with kids, and I taught at NWTC and at the Art Garage. And then eventually I took over an art academy that was located in Kewaunee.
Okay.
And I moved it to the mill. And that was an adult art academy, very intense classical
school. Like I said, there was nude modeling taking place.
Yes, there was, every day. Yeah. But that's a major part of learning how to draw the figure.
Because Todd used to be one of your guys. Did you know that?
All right, moving on.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, all right. And then you developed or morphed into this.
Yep. So what happened then, right before COVID, I closed the school.
Okay.
Sometimes when you're the administrator, the janitor, the teacher, and everything, I wasn't able to produce my own artwork, and my commissions were piling up. So I decided it was a good point, and COVID hit just the next year, and it was a good decision.
So these local artists, you have, 60?
So we have 65 artists bringing their work in.
Okay, wow. and art is different. It's a, art doesn't always mean a picture, right?
Right.
You talk about the literary arts, the visual arts, yep. The painting, sculptures.
Yep, exactly. Handmade items.
Right.
I call them artisans.
Right. Yeah.
Crafters is doesn't always get the best.
Right. Connotation.
Connotation.
Yeah, I know
so
what you mean.
I like to say artisan because...
Right. Are they there?
No.
Okay,
They pop in, but all right. No. It's set up in a boutique style, so I intermix everything to complement right. each other.
So tell me where you're located. Hi, and what some hours. That sounds like a great place to take a little drive out there, yep. grab a little something. And, it is the holiday season, but everybody's looking for that unique gift. And,
yep.
boy, do you have it there.
Yeah.
I mean, be it a book that your mother wrote
yep.
or
And
that
I have
Johnny
two other
wrote.
Authors. Right. So we are about a mile, not even, off of... the highway.
Well, you can't miss it.
What's the address?
It's 217 Broadway Street.
Look for the highest buildings in
Yep, we're
Denmark.
The tallest building in Denmark. We're an old tin-sided mill that says Albert Skrinichka Flour Mills and Elevator right on the side.
It is such a cool building.
It's very
building.
Cool. Lots of warmth. I always have fresh cookies and coffee.
Mm, it's
and,
great.
We're open from 9 to 4, December 18th. November 18th. Through the 26th, and then we're closed on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay. So then you're open again after that?
No.
Oh, that's it.
Just,
that's
this
it.
Is it once
so
a year.
So it goes right till Thanksgiving?
Yep.
9 days?
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
So the 18th.
Through the 26th.
Right. Little Christmas shopping, 217 yep. Broadway Street, 9 to 4. And I'm assuming there's no cost of admission.
No cost.
Awesome.
And we get lots of families that come every year. Ladies love to come out. It is deer hunting season.
That's right.
The gentlemen like to come and look up at the building, and if it's not busy, we'll give a tour. And just it's a nice experience, and it's wonderful to see how many.
Does anybody live there? Do you have apartments or anything, or condos? I think that'd be a great place to live.
Yeah.
No, oh, okay.
No,
there's a couch for your
now,
husband.
I live next door. I own the house that was built with the mill in 1909.
Oh man, that's so cool.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
I haven't got the occupancy permit yet, but they're working. Hey, so tell me some of the unique things that are coming this year. I mean, I think that's really cool that you yep. have a book by a local
yep.
author about. You know, I mean, people like romance.
Right.
I think that's cool. But what are some other things that people can look forward to seeing at your place?
Okay. We have beautiful wood pieces from wood turners, local wood artists. And then we have three of the high school students, or maybe two are in middle school, local from Denmark, three kids, woodworking, handmade soaps, and Christmas
nice.
Ornaments. So I try to get the young people, if they're interested, and teach them a little bit of how to present their work.
I make end tables out of barn wood.
See?
Yeah.
That would be more than welcome.
Next year?
Yep, next
okay.
year.
Also,
and your birdhouses.
Yes, and birdhouses. And I'm making coffee tables now out of old wooden silo doors.
Well, there you go.
That I took off an old silo.
You need to come on down.
I would love to.
That'd be cool. I want to applaud you for, we talk about a lot of good kids in Northeast Wisconsin,
yes.
a lot. And they sometimes need that
yep.
exposure, be it in music. But here you allow these kids that as... Dad's got a lathe in the garage or
yeah,
something like that.
Exactly. Grandpa is teaching them woodworking.
That's yep. awesome. Because
yeah.
they're passing on those skills
and
generation
to generation. Grandma taught her how to make soap.
Phenomenal.
And I think that's cool. And then they can make a little bit of money, which is always, I mean, we're
right.
capitalists, so we all kind of, that's not our
exactly.
top priority, but it is a priority.
Right.
I thought you told me the other day you were a socialist.
I teach it, remember?
No. You're like,
no.
I don't tell anybody, but I'm actually a socialist.
No.
Okay.
I teach a class, believe me, I'm a capitalist. I think that's great that these kids have the freedom to do that, right?
Right.
And now, but distribution is always, there's a lot of good products sitting in garages.
Yes.
And for you
yep.
to open this up.
And that's what it's about. For people who don't have a whole lot of product, who don't have the time or the want to sit at sales or be involved with a shop and deal with that. And
that could lead to
some
cool
things.
We're going
to break, but we want to keep you on for another segment. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Want to know more about your experience as an art
right.
person.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So I'm always fascinated by people that have talents that not everybody has.
Well, we sure don't.
Like I said, we got nothing. So pretty much everybody that comes here. Yeah. Hang on. Good. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Is he toned down?
Eastbound, watching a bandit run.
Yeah.
Jerry Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be Jerry Reed. Is he still alive?
It's a
we
good
got to set a quick break. Bite on the mirror. Back up. And there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
It's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
That, not only is there two shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret, every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
There. I'm eastbound up, watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on, he's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, load it up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Hey, welcome back. My Northern Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. 46 degrees in Appleton, 46 in Green Bay, 46 in Oshkosh. Coming your way on WGBW and WISS 97.9 and 98.3. We're with Molly Johnson from the Mill Arts Center in Denmark. And I know I've said this, you've been listening. It is one of the coolest buildings you'll ever find. Just get off the highway on the Denmark exit and go straight, basically, and look for the tallest building around. It is super cool. Has a great event starting on Saturday with local artists and things like that. And just a cool thing, Molly. It really is cool. But we want to talk a little bit about you're an artist, obviously. Yeah. And you've done all sorts of things. But what you're doing right now, and your daughter told me this, is pretty fascinating. So tell a little bit about the statues.
So a couple of years ago, a friend of mine in Colorado was restoring a church. And the nun there, or the...
Sister Agnes?
Yeah. Actually, Mother Mary of Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah, a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Mother Superior. She sent me an oil painting to restore from 1786.
Wow.
In a box. Just kind of came. It was a little frightening. And she asked me to repair it, and I had never done this before. So I spent months researching, did what I could, spoke to some professionals in California, sent it back, and a week later I had another one from the 1860s.
Wow.
With a 6-inch tear in it. And
did you say the first one was, what year again, the first one?
1780.
Incredible.
So. Wow. Yeah, it was intimidating. It was beautiful. So the second one came again, and that was right during COVID. So I spent a lot of time figuring out how I had to repair a 6-inch tear. And it was a long process and very interesting. But
because with something like that, I mean, you need to...
You're a little afraid.
Yeah, you're a little intimidating,
yeah, there's
right?
not a lot of videos.
How did
on
you learn how to do this?
I talked to the company in California, and they sent me some literature on how to do it. And I practiced on some of my paintings, actually. Ripped them and repaired them so that I could
And then tell us about the statues.
So then all of a sudden someone asked me to repair a statue. I said, okay, started with a couple of outdoor Marys from the gardens, and she's always got a broken nose and her thumbs are broken off. Started there, and then that kind of morphed into some indoor church statues. So I've been doing that off and on.
That is so cool because
it's very cool.
We've decommissioned a couple churches in this diocese, but, you know, throughout the country. And then there are people who will put a small chapel within their home or some people within their business.
Yeah.
And to have a unique piece like that restored by you, that's a very cool business you're in. I mean, I'm going to call
really
it a business, but it is
right.
a business.
I've, and, you know, learned how to rebuild fingers and noses
right.
and cloaks. And
that is awesome. And will any of that stuff, no, but that's all commissioned work.
Yep.
Vendor to you and back to them.
Jim wants to buy an old church.
I'll what keep he's my eye open.
What he's getting at
he
is
does.
If you got one, then isn't it though?
I would do that. I think that's like really, really cool that you do that because, just the person who designed the statue, and you know, I'm not going to get something that old, but you just feel it when you look at it if it's done right, right?
Yep, exactly.
That's pretty cool you're doing that. So let's talk about this weekend. Take a little 20-minute drive out to look at this these unique gifts or unique products. So we got some literary things. What are some other products we can look forward to seeing there?
So we have a lot of hand-spun, hand-knit items. There's a lot of fiber artists out there, and they come in and they create all sorts of wearables. And then we have...
So fiber artists, that's like code for clothing?
Yep. But they they maybe raise the sheep or the llamas, the alpacas.
Oh, that's cool.
They spin.
He's a big llama guy.
I am.
See his llama statue over here?
That stuff is
that's
unbelievable.
His favorite animal is the llama.
Well, besides Milton. But that's unbelievably warm.
Yes. And... Yep.
And you're not going to find that at Kohl's.
And you'll probably find more alpaca than llama.
All right.
Llama has more of a hair because my mother had a llama.
All right.
And alpaca.
You rep the llama?
Yeah. In fact, one of
her
books.
In Chicago?
No, she lives out in the country now.
Oh, okay.
She lives up here.
The LaGrange llama.
You didn't hear of it?
That's her nickname.
His name was Zeke.
Hey, do you want me to tell you? I'm going to tell you of a project you should get commissioned here in downtown Green Bay of a statue that's been damaged. Do you know what it is?
Well, I know you want to do something with Bart Starr, but...
Something else. A legendary statue of Green Bay that's broken.
I know pretty many statues here. That's broken?
Yes.
When was it... Is it Zachary Taylor?
Who's that? No.
At the park right across the street.
Well, yeah, okay. Is that him? At the courthouse?
No.
Okay. You know the statue at the courthouse? The Indian had a feather.
Oh, my God.
And somebody knocked it off years ago. True story?
True story.
Yes.
Front page news, debated on the county board whether or not they should put the feather back on. That's okay.
That'd be a perfect project.
Is that a bronze?
No.
No, it's cement or whatever they're made
out
of. Okay. That'd be a perfect job for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to throw that up right now. Eric, if you're listening.
But that's not an Eric thing. That's on the county.
County?
That's
okay,
county
Troy.
Yeah.
Troy? I was with Troy in Denmark the other day. Troy, if you're listening.
I've met Troy.
Okay. We need to commission Molly to replace the feather on the Indian.
Johnny,
what?
You have just...
opened a can of worms. Why?
That has been... She could do it, couldn't you? Could you do that, yes or no?
Well, of course you could.
Of course she could.
Of course you could. It's just... okay. That
we'll pay for it.
And the county needs...
Todd will pay for it.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Thanks, Todd.
Dr. Kristen will pay for it.
They passed that 0.5% sales tax. No, they got plenty of money. And they need... to do something. So, yeah.
Let's do this. Troy Streckenbach, if you're listening, we have a person here that restores statues, 300-year-old statues for churches. Molly can replace the feather on the Indian at the courthouse.
And let's get the indigenous people to support this as well.
I'm serious about this. That'd be so cool.
I mean, you've seen that statue, right? Marquette. I mean, it's the history of the founding of our this area. So... and we want to honor that history. So nobody better than you to bring it back to the
the originality of it.
Right.
That's phenomenal. Right. We're going to do this. I'm excited.
The lights, the statue. See? Johnny's got it going on here.
I guess so.
We always said we're going to be a community show, and that's we're rocking
so
it.
We're going to come out and see you.
Good.
And it starts this weekend.
Yep.
And the hours again, did I write this down?
Nine to four. The Lions Club in Denmark has has their big poinsettia sale, their 49th year, my last Sunday, so on the 26th. And we are doing a little kind of like a poker run, but it's a craft run. There's
cool.
Four places.
That is the best poinsettia sale out there.
Yep.
I'll have coffee and cookies
if you're the first one at the poinsettia sale. Come on down.
Nice.
We're open early.
217 Broadway. We are going to go see Molly Johnson at the Mill Arts Center. Some very unique in Denmark. Very unique. Locally.
And I've got my stuff there next year. Can you save me a spot?
You bet. I will.
Outstanding.
I will.
We're going to set our break. Dr. Kristen is in the house. That's coming up next. Mino and the Mayor. Back after this.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm